Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord, and today I'm joined by Bill Cohen with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
Tea Party groups and other critics of President Obama's new health care law handed over their petition signatures to the Secretary of State's office, and they're proposing a constitutional amendment exempting Ohioans from the personal mandate in the new law. Bill, does it look like this will show up on the November ballot?
Well, it's not clear. It all depends on how many of those 546,000 petition signatures are valid. If it winds up that at least 386,000 are valid, yes, it will be on the ballot. But if so many of these signatures are thrown out, and often that does happen, if so many of them are thrown out that they fall below that 386,000 threshold, the proposal won't be on the ballot. One thing, though, that the Tea Party folks have going for them, if in this first round so many petition signatures are tossed out that they fall below 386,000, well, they get a 10-day grace period to try to make up the shortfall.
And if it goes on the ballot and it's passed, what would that mean?
Well, I think it would mean a big question mark because there'll be all kinds of lawsuits about that. The big question would be, well, does Ohio really have the power to exempt itself from a federal law? And of course, defenders of the national law, the Health Care Reform Act, would say, no, Ohio doesn't have that power. Of course, the Tea Party activists are hoping to use this amendment, if it's passed, to add some legal clout, some legal muscle to the three major legal challenges that are floating around the national court system right now, challenges to the national health care law. They think if several states like Ohio pass exemption amendments in their state constitutions, that would make the U.S. Supreme Court more likely to declare in these other cases that the Democrats' national health care law is unconstitutional.
And of course, this is all sounding really familiar, petitions to put a referendum on the November ballot. And you've also been following the effort on Senate Bill 5. And I'm just curious, how would you compare the two movements to one another?
Well, now, this Tea Party thing is not officially a referendum. It's a proposed constitutional amendment to exempt Ohioans from that key part of the national health care law. The proposal that labor unions and their allies want to put on the ballot, that indeed is a referendum. It's basically a referendum on Senate Bill 5, the collective bargaining bill that the majority Republicans pushed through the legislature. A different number of signatures required for each issue to appear on the ballot. That's kind of a technical issue there. But in a way, these are kind of mirror images of each other. The Tea Party folks are coming at their issue from the conservative point on the political spectrum. The unions and their allies are coming from the political left. And both sides are going to try to get their own constituents to the polls to see if they can pass their particular issue.
And we'll find out whether these have made it to the ballot on the 26th when the Secretary of State notifies both advocates of the issue if they have enough valid signatures. And speaking of John Husted, he locked horns with Democrats this week over the new election reform law that was recently passed. Can you give me a little background on this story?
Democrats and Republican Husted, they disagree over a main election reform package that majority Republicans have pushed through the legislature. And there are many, many provisions, but one of the main ones is that it cuts down the number of early voting days for Ohioans. And the Democrats say, oh, this is voter suppression. You Republicans are just trying to make it harder for minorities and young people and poor people and the elderly to vote because you know they generally tend to vote for us Democrats. Secretary of State Husted, a Republican, says, no, that's not true. This is just good government. This new law is going to mean uniform rules that all the counties will go along with when it comes to voting rules. And he says it's a good thing.
But of course, last week, Husted sided with Democrats over many issues in the election reform laws.
Actually, yeah, there was one big issue, and that's a separate bill that talks about requiring a photo ID when you go to the polls. Right now, you do have to have an ID. We've had that law for a few years, but you don't have to have a photo ID. And Republicans in the House have recently passed a photo ID requirement. It's still pending in the Senate. Even though Republicans are backing this idea and Democrats are against it, again calling it voter suppression, Husted, a Republican, says he's not really hot on this idea of a photo ID. He thinks the current ID system is working pretty well. And with other reforms, he says that the system will work fine. We don't need photo ID. So there's an example where you got a Republican top elections official doing something rare, and that is siding with Democrats on a major controversy.
I've been speaking with Bill Cohen from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks so much for being here.
Glad to do it.